We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Championship is being played this week.
Tom, I'm standing here with the little sluggers and some of their parents, and I can't tell you how excited they are.
This is the Hot Corner.
Little Stan March is the pitcher for the South Park Little League team. Mr. March, you must be very proud of your son. They've worked really hard to get here, Chris, and, you know, I don't like to really trash talk, but I don't think Denver has a chance.
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
Oh, well, I'm sure some of the Denver kids' parents would disagree with you.
And oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! South Park is going down! There ain't no way some little mountain kids can beat Denver! Not with my son on second base!
On the Odyssey app.
Oh, it looks like we got some parental trash talking going on here. Mr. Marsh, any comment?
Well, I think that there's a...
Mr. Marsh? Who wants to hear from a Mr. Marsh? I am the ultimate Little League trash talking father. I am the Bat Dad! Bat Dad knows no fear!
And 1080.
Bat Dad knows no pain! I want you, Marsh! I want you!
The Fan.
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best.
Welcome in the second hour of the Hot Corner. Finish the first hour. You can download that on the Fan Podcasts. Anywhere you get podcasts, at tenofthefan.com. The Odyssey app. And places that rhyme with schmishmorshinipify.
What? Oh! Spotify.
Yeah.
Got
that
it.
Spot.
Didn't they just fork over another quarter billion to Joe Rogan to spew conspiracy theories?
That's
and
so gross.
Put on a bunch of right-wing whack jobs. Dude, and sometimes decent guests.
Dude, I work with a guy who says he spends an hour a day, about an hour a day, on Facebook groups about Flat Earth.
Like, to laugh at them?
Yeah, like, that's what he does. Like, he reads about these,
what
like,
if
flat
it was
earthers.
A cylinder? Well,
like, he doesn't comment. He doesn't comment. He just, like, reads, and he started spewing out things that they know, like, some serious detailed stuff, and I was like, bro, you better be careful. You're like 2 years of reading this stuff away from kind of going, you know what? I'm starting to believe these guys might be onto something.
Oh, dear God.
You know?
There was...
You got to be careful how much you let that stuff indoctrinate your brain. It's like if you tell me that the Red Sox 3 years ago were 92 and 70, oh, my God, maybe I should start believing they're actually a contender for the World Series, even though I think they're going to finish last again.
There was this comedian that, God, I can't remember who it was. Might have been the dude I saw down in Chandler. He was talking about, he's like, I just have a face that invites people to come to me at parties
and start, say stupid things.
Start spewing their conspiracy theories. Like, did you know the Earth was flat? Like, no, but tell me more.
Did you
like,
know birds aren't real?
Yeah. You should, he should.
Hey, I'm Johnny. Hey, nice to meet you. I'm Patrick. Dude, birds aren't real, right?
Dude, you know this is not happening right now.
9/11
right?
Was an inside job.
I would go
Chance
on,
6 is FBI.
I would go on those Flat Earth Facebook groups and start throwing out other shapes that the Earth could be.
They'll just kick you out.
Like,
they'll just kick you out, dude. You got to play
along. It could
along.
Be flat, but what if it's like a donut and there's a giant hole in the middle?
Oh.
They'd be like, oh,
that's
my
actually
God.
Covered by the ocean, and that's how planes secretly fly when they tell you to close the window. It's because they're going underwater to the other side.
Yes, yes. Or what if it's actually a pyramid because of the Illuminati, bro? Did you ever think of that?
I thought it was the Martians that did the pyramids.
Or both.
Can I buy some pot from you guys?
No, you can't have my stuff.
That's the Carlo Rossi kicking in.
Yeah. Whatever you got, it's good.
We got the Super Bowl this weekend, guys. This should be a good one. You know, I feel like every year with the Super Bowl, we always think the matchup's great, but
I'm just waiting for...
I feel
for,
like this is a great matchup.
I'm just waiting for the Bleacher Report update. Kadarius Toney arrested by Las Vegas police on, I guess we got 3 nights left. can't happen on a Wednesday night. You cannot, nothing.
No,
like
it's going to happen on a Wednesday night at 9:05, bro. Got, you know how this
so
goes down.
Thursday,
Cody Bellinger's going to sign with like the Tampa Bay Rays.
We got Thursday,
and
Kadarius
Toney is arrested for climbing the sphere. You saw the guy that climbed the sphere today.
Yeah, was it someone notable or was it just a guy?
Just a dude. But I like want to think it's like somebody was going to do that. Like the Dead's going to play 14 shows and not one person's going to try and climb it.
Well, not now because this guy already did.
I
heard he was like, dude, ticket prices were insane. I was trying to get a good seat, bro.
I believe Isaac and Suk were throwing out that when they're like, was it Ryan Russillo?
Like, oh, that's, you know, oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Ouch. Hey,
that guy really was on a trajectory.
Listen, he kind of brought that upon himself, right? You don't just go wandering into people's house butt naked, okay?
That's true. So the Super Bowl is this weekend. I'm actually really excited about it. I think it's a good game. I am jazzed about Usher. Absolutely jazzed about Usher. This might be the most jazzed I've been about a halftime show in a while. I mean, I knew Dre was going to be good, but I like knew that was going to be good.
Yeah?
I'm jazzed about Usher.
Yeah?
Yeah?
You get what, you get what I'm doing here?
That thing better end with Lil Jon. Like, it better end with Lil Jon.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to be very, very disappointed if it does not end with Lil Jon.
We have to, start. I mean, is there a Vegas prop bet? I mean, I know there has to be a prop bet of who will be. Is that starting to become a Super Bowl thing now?
Of like your guests? Yeah, of course. Yeah. Totally. And you don't have to have guests. Like Gaga didn't have guests.
Like we got 50 almost getting an aneurysm hanging upside down.
Dollar 50.
A few years ago. Yeah, that whole thing. Yeah.
I mean, if there were to be guests for Usher, I would think Vegas odds would say Lil Jon won. I have to believe Justin Bieber would be high on that list. Because Usher did find Biebs. So as much as I love Usher, he
Biebs
did do that to us.
Biebs doesn't need the money.
It's not about money, dude. It's about what have you seen Biebs do lately?
Oh, that's right. That is the weirdest thing.
And what have you seen
Biebs? But again, I understand, like, do you want...
Well, Usher's about to put out a new album.
A quarter of a billion people watching you?
Yeah.
So...
But Biebs hasn't done anything for a while. So it'd be nice to, like, jump back out there and do something.
He's all holy now.
Well, I'm holy, too.
That's his thing.
Donuts.
There are odds on his first song. Right now, the heavy...
You remind me of a girl.
Oh, that's not even on here.
Really?
First song.
First song. Okay. First song.
Heavy favorite is My Way.
Ooh, going old school.
Yep.
That's not even my favorite song off that album, dude. It's nice and slow. Come on. You got it bad?
See.
No, that's not off that album.
I mean, you can't
that's
start
not
with
that,
that
one.
That's not very high energy.
It's not off that album.
And I hope he plays that because that's one of one of my favorite Usher bads. Usher songs, rather. You Make Me Wanna?
That's off My Way. You Make Me Wanna.
That's
nice and
one.
Slow and My Way.
Loving This Club better be in there. I don't think you can start with that. But.
That is for first song plus 700. That is tied for third best.
Loving This Club is actually up there.
Give me the rest of that list because I can't see it.
For first song?
No, yeah.
So for first song, yeah, My Way is the favorite. Oh My God, OMG, at plus 150.
Oh my God. No, I don't
like that as an opener.
And then. Yeah, Loving This Club.
I mean,
same odds at plus 700.
I mean, yeah, as an opener would be great. I just think yeah's the closer.
Yeah.
What else is the closer?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what else is the closer? I think yeah's the closer.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you just said it. Lil Jon.
Oof. Man. Yeah. I don't know. I mean... That's not a mid song. You don't slip that in the middle.
No,
I think you gotta finish.
Yeah,
with that.
Is a banger.
You gotta finish with that.
It's a closer.
And oh my gosh, there aren't a lot of. I want the guest odds here. I'm not getting that on the
maybe they don't
network.
Have
number
maybe,
of songs.
Maybe a, that's a shutdown.
Does
thing
he premiere a new song? Which I
oh
hope
he's got to.
I hope he does.
Without a doubt, he's going to.
I just play the hits. That's what you do.
I read an article with him that
do
said,
something that do the stuff that everybody knows.
I read an interview with him that said, if he had it his way, if he had it my way,
you got it, bad.
Stop.
He would do a song from each one of his albums, but it's only 13 minutes. And so he said, if you're my age, I got you covered. It's my kids that I'm worried about.
Mm. Yeah, this is definitely for us.
Yes.
Absolutely. For
but
30s,
that's how the Super Bowl's
page.
Kind of been lately. Like, Dre and his entourage was awesome. because us who spend the money love it.
Do you want the odds that yeah will be displayed at all?
Oh, dude, it's like the
-100,000.
Yeah, dude. Uh-huh. Yeah, like that's the dumbest bet you could possibly
make. Why would
make.
You even put that out there?
No. He won't do it.
He sees that.
I got it. 5 stacks that he's not playing.
What's the no?
Usher sees it and he's like, well, they're about to take hella money from me. I should just bet on this and not do yeah.
What's the plus money on the no?
Oh, I don't. I just see song to be performed.
What's number two? Give me the list.
Yes. DJ God Has Fallen in Love, -500. Oh my God, -200. You Make Me Wanna, -250. Caught Up, My Boo.
Dude.
Confessions dude, are, Part 2.
Dude, these are, there you go. These aren't even the jams. Confessions Part 2, You Remind Me.
Good, good. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that one.
Maybe it's a new one. My Way, You Make Me Wanna Be the One With. Start a New Relationship.
You Don't Have to Call, -133. I feel like someone has like been listening to the rehearsal and been like given the inside, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. You know, notes like, hey, yeah. I heard him performing this. I heard him working on this. Also, when I think of Usher, let's just also commend him. He made an entire album talking about how he got another chick pregnant.
Yeah, dude.
And it was a commercial success.
Dude, man's a legend.
Like, music video, recording, quote-unquote, of him talking on the phone with the side piece. Like, usually you find that stuff in the tabloids, the TMZs. Like, he's like, no, you know what? I'm capitalizing on this.
Dude, legend. He taught me how to freak dance when I was in middle school.
Who do you think?
You know, when you did like the sway thing.
Do you think the baby mama and his actual chick, like the side chick and his actual wife, maybe at the time, like they got like royalties on that like album?
No, like, but they were like, yo, like, I want this. We're splitting this 50-50.
Like, man, what a bold strategy, especially for like the producers and the agents. Like, they're all sitting in there when he's like, hold on, I got an idea. What if my next album? It's about how I got that chick knocked up on accident.
Well, I want to hear Confessions. I want to hear Yeah. I want to hear You Got It Bad. I want to hear You Remind Me. And I want to hear Nice and Slow.
Yeah, I got to pour through the Usher discography and get my like 8 to 10 songs. I had 8201 album. I great, had that great album.
Great
that
record.
That was a song. And then I burned and probably pirated Confessions.
Yeah, come on. That was
those
like
were the days.
Period there. Yeah,
come
yeah.
on.
All right, we come back. Let's actually dive into this game. Could be really fun. Could be fun. Anything outside of the norm, as everybody's talking about it, the game's coming up, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to hear about Purdy. I don't want to hear about Kelsey and Swizzle. I want to, like, what's something off the radar that you're kind of looking for? We'll get to that next. The Hot Corner, Portland Sports Leader, Tenet of the Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Getting this Higgy is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
The home run stroke. Now, what did I do wrong?
All right, 7:24. Super Bowl's coming up. That's my boy Usher for you kids out there.
Man, I don't know who sounds better on this song, Ludacris or John Sterling.
I don't know. Gary Thorne sounds pretty good too.
Wow,
you got to cue that up for when he says yeah. Like instead of him saying yeah, it's got to be.
Gary Thorne, legend. Baltimore Orioles, legend. What did he do? Remember he did that when Gary Sanchez wouldn't stop hitting dingers
no,
against
it wasn't,
the Orioles?
It wasn't Gary Sanchez. It was shortstop, second baseman. Say
Gleyber
names.
Torres. Yes. It's Gleyber Torres.
Torres had like 80 home runs in like two
in four
seasons
games.
Against him. It was ridiculous. It was just, and it happened again and again, and that was the sound he emitted. Just that. I'm
now.
Just...
You guys know when Usher is playing. Yeah, at the Super Bowl, you're gonna be thinking. You're gonna be thinking about old man Gary Thorne. Still alive, old man Gary Thorne.
Hey, I'm just bummed that he left the team too early to enjoy their recent winning ways and then getting swept in the playoffs.
I just left the mouse there. I don't even have to look.
You're just ready to go.
Super Bowl's this weekend, my friends. What are you guys, let's be real here. What are you guys looking forward to that's outside of the norm? You know, Joe, you'll have Football Sunday coming up where you guys will deep dive. I'm sure you'll spend the whole 2 hours on the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, easily.
And I'm trying to consider whether I even ask some of the guys on 1080 The Fan if they want to do a quick 10 minutes. Like, have a little Super Bowl media row right here on Football Sunday where
that could be cool.
Can we get Brandon Sprague? Can we get Jason No. Can we get Dusty Hera?
I mean, maybe if somebody records something for 20 seconds and you could play them all off, that could be fun.
So I'll put the feelers out because I think it'd be fun to get all of them on Super Bowl Sunday. And plus, you know, no one wants to listen to us on Football Sunday. So if I incentivize
Joe,
people,
I listen to your show.
That will have people Monday through Friday that they like to listen to. Then we'll see.
What are you looking forward to? I'll start first. I think one of the things that I'm going to be watching, you know, I was hearing, I was listening to Dirt and Sprague this morning, and Brandon was talking about. The fact that why is Kyle Shanahan the only one to blame for the Falcons collapse? That there's Dan Quinn, Matt Ryan, that defense.
I mean,
there's a whole lot of blame to go around. Yet as we get further and further away from that collapse, it feels like it all points on to Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan's the one I'm going to be watching. If Andy Reid loses this Super Bowl, he don't care. Everything's fine. Mahomes and those kids, they'll be in the mix next year. They weren't supposed to be in the mix halfway through this year, yet here we are. I'm really interested in Kyle Shanahan, especially coming into the fourth quarter. I want the camera at the beginning of the fourth quarter, whatever the score is, to be on Shanahan's face, and I want to try to read him. That's where my brain is. I don't blame Shanahan for that Falcons collapse at all, but I'm curious. Like, bro, you're in another big game, and, like, this will be the third big game. Yes, two at the helm. We're not going to bag on you about the Falcons collapse, but this is your third big game at the helm. I need to see you prove it. And I actually think Kyle Shanahan has the weight of the young coach phenomenon on his shoulders. Because right now, everybody is hot about Mike McDaniels, the new guy in Seattle, whether it's Stefanski or, you know, McVay got over the hump, but he's the only one. Matt LaFleur, like all these young guys, that's what everybody wants to talk about, yet none of them have done it. I'm curious if Shanahan falls again, will some of that young hotshot theory kind of go by the wayside?
I don't think it will. I mean, the tough thing about trying to project all, like, project these scenarios is like you need the damn context of the game
that's
to play out.
And that's the truth.
So I think there's just a lot of weight on this entire San Francisco 49er franchise to be the team that finally gets it done. I've been
kind of back to the Niners of old.
Yeah, I've just been lamenting that, like, this team, how many opportunities have they had over the last decade and a half, it seems like. I mean, maybe 15 years is too long, but
they should have won an NFC championship last year, but the second that game started, everything went wrong.
Well, yeah, Purdy gets hurt, and you don't have a quarterback to fill in.
The backup gets hurt, and now McCaffrey's behind center.
And it just feels like, and we referenced this on Football Sunday a few weeks back, and it was funny because I completely forgot about the Chip Kelly and Jim Tomsula days where they were terrible.
Yeah.
But, I mean, going back to when Harbaugh was on the team, like, now that should be played over the Usher song right there.
Yeah.
The most unenthusiastic yeah of all time. Is that you had chances with Harbaugh, couldn't get it done. You went through a little rough patch with those two coaches, and then you got Shanahan. And you've been right there as one of the best teams in the league.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a roster as littered as this for multiple seasons. That Bucks roster was pretty loaded when Brady got his extra. That Rams roster was pretty loaded when Stafford got his. But to see this roster just littered with superstars year after year after year, and that's a testament to Lynch and that whole organization.
And that's why I just think that, like, the pressure isn't so much on Shanahan. It's like they all have to be looking in that locker room
at each other.
And before this game, like, we need to get this done for all of us because this team is loaded. I said it weeks ago, filling in on primetime. I've been saying it on Football Sunday. Like, if the 49ers don't win it with this team, like, they're going to be looking at each other like, what do we got to do, fellas? Like, I understand if you lose to Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and this Chiefs team, it's
sure,
like,
you're looking at a dynasty.
Well,
yeah,
you're looking at like, well, okay, we lost to them. But it's like, damn, dude, like, you guys have been well-equipped for a while, and you still just can't push yourself up. You were right there with Jimmy G, and you guys couldn't get it done. Like,
yeah, I really like where this conversation is going, and I would like to keep this conversation going. I'm going to call an audible. Omaha. We'll skip fair foul, and let's keep some Super Bowl chatter.
Let's do it.
Because I also want to keep this conversation going, Joe, but I also want to know what you're looking forward to as well from this game that's a little off script. But I like this conversation about the Niners and how much they have to prove. So we'll keep that going. But before we do any of that, we'll hit it with Schultzy with sports.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Yeah. 8:37 here. We'll stick with the Super Bowl. We'll call an audible. We'll bring back Fair Foul next week. I think next week, guys, we should probably kind of dive into some baseball, start previewing some stuff. Really,
boy,
take a peek around.
Don't make my nips any harder, please.
Well, baby, you're gonna, Joe, when we start previewing the season, you're gonna like a lot of what I got to say.
What's going on down there?
You're going to like a lot of what I got to say.
Very, very tight pants.
Jordan Schultzy, my man, you might not like a lot of what I got to say. That's actually a professional tease. You're going to love what I have to say.
Well, I'm excited, but at the same time, dreading it, you jerk.
56% of the wins?
Mariners S talk.
Dude, I like the Mariners going into this year.
Oh, uh-oh. We're doing this again, huh?
The Garver Polanco theory. It's going to pay off!
I like the Mariners.
Hey, Garver's got a ring, okay? He's just walking around that clubhouse. Just look at it. Look at it.
That's his leadership ability.
Look at it.
Let's try to be a little quick and finish this up what we were talking about last, Joe, because I thought you were raising some good points. Basically, what you're saying is that the pressure is on the Niners. Like,
yes.
And it's not even close.
Yes.
Like, Kansas City walks in with house money, and that's got to be a benefit for them.
Yeah. I mean, they are playing with no pressure.
Do you think this Niners team is built for the pressure? All the noise about Brock Purdy. Now, I think Brock Purdy gets a bad rap. I think he's a pretty damn good quarterback. And I will not bring up the dreaded GM word that everybody wants to talk about. I'm not going to talk about that. Everybody has to manage what they do, okay? So I'm not going to say, like, you know, and we're not getting into that. But is this team, when you look around at Bosa, you look around at Warner, you look around at Debo, Purdy, Kittle, okay? Those are probably, what, your five most important players on the team?
Yeah.
McCaffrey.
Yeah.
I forgot. Maybe my
Give
sleeper.
You Jim Tom Sula on that one.
I mean, Christian McCaffrey is probably my MVP pick if the Niners win.
But he's white.
Do you think that these guys are built to handle this pressure?
They've shown it the last couple weeks, have they not? I mean,
they have.
Go down to the Lions by
17. Two teams
17.
That are technically inferior to you on paper.
I mean, in the Packers, it wasn't as big of a deficit, but they controlled a good
chunk of that game.
They
dominated that first half.
So they've shown it, I mean, that they're a team that obviously can get out and dominate, but then when the chips are kind of against them and they're like, OS, we kind of haven't been in this situation, and in the playoffs at that, and then they pulled through, they definitely have that attitude of like, okay, we faced it both ways, right? Like, we can come out and punch you in the mouth, and if we fall behind, we can trust in ourselves and keep at it and keep doing what we're doing, and we'll come out on top eventually because of our talent, our team, our coaching,
schematic, all that stuff. I'm with you.
Yeah,
I think this Niners team is talented enough
that,
to win.
That gives you another level of confidence beyond just like, oh, we'll just blow out every team we play, right? It's just like
right. We
can fall down. I like to, you know, compare this to the 5th, 6th grade Newburgh Grizzlies. All right. We were used to jumping out to early leads the first three games, okay? 13-2, 15-3. That's an insurmountable lead in 5th, 6th grade basketball. And then this week we're down 8-5.
Oh.
The shots aren't
How
falling.
Do they come back?
We finished the game on a 21-3 run, baby.
Boom.
Let's go. 4-0.
4-0.
That's how we do. That's how the Grizzlies do. Grr. So, yeah, the pressure is on the 49ers, but I think in that locker room, the confidence after what they've been able to do the last 2 weeks is you got to be feeling good about yourself at this point. Now, there are questions about the defense because of how they've looked the last couple of weeks, and it's been suspect. But this is one of those moments where fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, can't get fooled again. Like, is this where the 49ers defense showed up? And maybe this is me becoming an old man at the age of 32 and appreciating the line of scrimmage battle more. But I'm intrigued to see.
The frozen tundra.
I think that is what is going to determine this game is who is able to run the ball better. San Francisco's run defense throughout the season has been better. Mm. Kansas City's has been kind of iffy.
Right, right.
And if you're, like, the. Don't do what the Ravens did. Like, you had the formula in front of you. The Chiefs don't have that good of a run defense, so run the ball down their throat. Keep running the ball.
Right.
Give the ball to Christian McCaffrey. As you just said, he's your most valuable player. Like, that dude can run through tackles, make players miss.
I think he should be the MVP of the
league. Kyle Juszczyk, like, he is the best fullback in the league.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, lean on your run game. You have one of the best run games. You have one of the best run defenses, so you should be able to stop the run. I know Isaiah Pacheco, his short little strides, it seems like he never wants to go down.
Short king.
But if you're San Francisco, it's time to step up in the line of scrimmage on the run game, both sides of the ball, plain and simple.
Let me let you keep rolling here, Joe. Is there anything off the beaten path? Because I don't want to spoil Football Sunday that you can catch here every Sunday from 9 to 11 with you and Rashad. And you guys will do a great deep dive Super Bowl. It'll be perfect. And then you can roll right into the CBS coverage for the game. Joe, is there anything that's on your brain that you probably won't mention on your show? Something minuscule, whether it's like Fred Warner dropping into coverage or
which he can do,
you know, or, you know, Spagnola, if he's down, you know, if he can't stop Kittle, you know, is there any kind of weird little nuance? I mean, it could be a swizzle thing. Like, is there any weird little nuance that your brain's kind of noodling on?
Not at the moment, like trying to figure, like, and that's the thing is usually with Super Bowls, there is an aspect of the game that happens that you don't see coming. I mean, like, that Tampa Bay Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl a few years ago, did anybody see the Chiefs just getting blown out like that 31-9?
No showing almost.
I mean, the Eagles.
Mahomes looked pedestrian. It's like last week. Nobody. There is no amount of money you could have bet me that the Ravens wouldn't have shown up. And they didn't show up.
Yeah. So that's where I'm wondering. It's like, do the 49ers just get blown out of the water?
And yeah, does this Chiefs team keep rolling?
Do the Chiefs run into another Super Bowl where they get blown out of the water? Like, it's hard to see. It's hard to see that happening, like a blowout in this game. I mean, 49ers are what, 1.5, 2-point favorite now? It's been bet out.
I think it's up 2.
So,
but
it's
like Tom Brady's lost 3 Super Bowls. Let's not forget that.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
like the GOAT has lost 3. Shout out Eli. What up, dude? San Diego Chargers, number 1 overall pick.
Again, I'm trying to think outside of the box of like something you could see happening. It's like, imagine Brock Purdy outplaying Patrick Mahomes and having a better passing line and actually making plays with his arms, with his arm, rather.
Joe,
maybe he throws left-handed a few plays.
Joe, what I think you're getting at is I think this is a really evenly matched up game.
Hell yeah. I mean,
it's not, I mean, like, we have years where, like, oh, yeah, it's a big game, you know, everybody gets there, but it's not like, If it's Detroit, Kansas City, we're all putting hella money on Kansas City. All right. If it's San Francisco,
you and hella, man.
Well, dude, yeah, man, that's my life. We're
still trying to make it happen.
It's
our generation, baby.
Yeah, dude.
Fetch cool. is not a thing. Fetch won't happen.
Yeah, man. If it's Baltimore, Dallas, we're all putting hella money on
Dallas.
Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's not a shot at you. But, like, you know, you have those where it's like, well, yeah, you know, this team ran through the gauntlet and they're in the Super Bowl now. This, to me, feels like one of the better true 50-50 I don't know where to go kind of Super Bowls.
And speaking to that point, is there anybody else that the 49ers could go get if they lose at this point a head coach? Like, Kyle Shanahan's been there since 2017, but they've
been
successful.
But that might be the problem, though.
But it's...
That's what I'm wondering. Are the young kids going to run out of luster after this?
I hate to subscribe to that argument because there's been so much success there. It's so hard to even get to the Super Bowl, as you heard Dan Campbell saying to his guys in the press conference for the post game last week. He's like, you know what? I told my guys this might be our only shot. And for them to just say, well, that coach couldn't get us there, it's hard to get there. They're
okay.
A good team regardless.
Okay, the final four coaches in the playoffs this year are the young kid, Kyle Shanahan, who I would argue isn't a young kid because his old man won two Super Bowls and, you know, hung out with the likes of Bill Walsh and Andy Reid and Mike Holmgren.
He's like Griffey in the locker room.
Right. Kyle Shanahan. The other guys are John Harbaugh, Super Bowl champion, Matt Campbell, biting kneecaps, old man Matt Campbell, who's a rah-rah guy, and Andy Reid, okay?
Dan Campbell,
sorry. Matt Campbell, ooh, Iowa State, what up, dude? Remember when that guy was hot? And
yeah,
now nobody cares?
Nobody cares.
I'd have him at Wazoo, though. Where we got all these guys, Stefanski, McDaniels, McVay, Shanahan, you know, all these kids everywhere. Yeah, who are the final four? It's a bloodline in Shanahan and a bunch of old dudes. Just saying, that's the thing that I'm looking out for right now.
God, I have no idea what's going to happen. Like, that's the thing.
It's
going to
be great.
It's
going to be a fun game.
I am leaning towards the Chiefs because I'm trying not to take the teams as a whole throughout the season. What has been happening the last...
It's right now.
It's what's been happening the last few weeks, and the 49ers have looked vulnerable on both sides of the ball. And if it's not for a football bouncing off of a Detroit Lion player's head and he actually makes an interception, like, what does that game look like? And really, since the playoffs started, the Chiefs against the Dolphins looked great. I mean, totally spacing on who they played right after that. The Bills. Yeah. Bills were
the
favorite.
Be here. The Bills should be here.
Bills were the favorite.
The
it was in Buffalo. They do it.
The
they beat
so
them.
Hot.
And then the Ravens. I mean, it's hard to discount the Chiefs at this point in the season. They're looking better than they have all year.
You just battle. All right, when we come back, we'll talk fun Super Bowl party plans and stuff like that. The next Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
It's always baseball season. This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Fisher on 1080 The Fan.
Yeah, I was always a crazy one. Broke into the stadium and I wrote your name.
Yeah, I've never heard this song before in my life.
Oh, rest in peace, Toby Keith.
All right, good luck.
Toby Keith doesn't want to be fed. Toby Keith wants to hunt.
Such a good joke.
I don't even know what that one is either. Joe just explained it to me on the break.
It's a South Park reference there.
See, both of you guys said South Park. It's Family Guy.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Thank you.
Whoa! That's guttural. Pull a rop.
Joe and I were just talking about this. And Jordan, I know you're throwing a fiesta at your place. But Joe and I were just talking about this in the break. Boy, I don't know if we're just old men or what, but Joe and I are talking about, like, watching the Super Bowl at our house by ourselves.
I don't know if I've ever wanted to do nothing more on a Super Bowl Sunday.
Now,
do
you think it's because the game? Do you think it's because this is like a really great game that the matchup's been hyped? Or do you think it's because we're getting old and we're being lame?
I think it might be more so the latter. Like, so my lady friend is really good friends with Sook's lady friend. And, you know, I asked her, I was like, do you have any plans? Like, do you have some sort of party I don't know about that you're/we are going to? And she's like, no, blah, blah, blah. This girl's doing this thing. Sook's girlfriend and him, I think, are just staying at home. And there was part of me, I'm like, well, why don't we just, like, just go there? And then even then, I was like, no, I just don't even, like...
Yeah.
My house is closer, you jerk.
I don't want to, like, do anything.
Nobody's house is closer than my own house.
Well, like, that's fair.
I got a couple invites to a few places. Yours, there's someone else in the building that invited me.
I got a few of my buddies,
like, after golf on Sunday, was like, dude, let's get together.
Yeah, I got Schultzy here who graciously offered me an invite to his party. I got a group of 40 people that are, like, my best friends in the entire world that mean everything to me, invited me. And I'm kind of looking at the wife, and I'm like, why don't we just stay home? Part of it is that I want to watch Usher, and I want people to shut the hell up, and I want to sit on my couch and watch it.
That's fair. I don't know. I just kind of want to nerd out and just watch, like, football, like, by myself. And, I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, I'll be drinking alone with my wife, and we'll have a bunch of food.
Dude, I'm going to drink alone with my wife, and it's going to be hot.
Red Solo Cup.
I fill you up.
Let's have a party.
By myself.
Blacked out on Bacardi.
That's not how that goes.
Oh, sorry. That's how I sing it.
What happens down here in Mexico?
What rhymes with Mexico?
Stays in Mexico.
Nicely done. That's songwriting. All right, we're out of here. For Joe Fisher, Jordan Schultz, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do. Happy Super Bowl. Be safe.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.